And now some news that's broken just in the past half hour. It's had an extraordinary run as one of the country's most prominent and celebrated alternative weekly newspapers. But as of tomorrow, the Boston Phoenix will stop publishing. Just last September, the Phoenix had switched its format to a glossy weekly, and its shutdown has surprised the local media industry, and it seems many members of the paper's staff. Joining us now to talk about this decision is the editor of the Phoenix, Peter Kadzis. And Peter, a press release put out by Phoenix Media says this is a financial decision. Can you explain what's going on and why this decision was made?
Yeah. I mean, when we changed our format, we did it in the hopes of attracting more national advertising. Our readership is already strong. Our local advertising base is strong. But what has always given the Phoenix the financial muscle to be more than a local paper was our national advertising base. You know, frankly, after 9/11, it has never recovered. And even though our redesign was met, you know, with open arms by locals on all fronts, it did not move the dial in terms of national advertising. So for us to continue as we are, you know, we made the very difficult decision then, rather than strip down to being a shadow of our former self, you know, publishing something that wouldn't in fact be the Boston Phoenix, we decided to pull the plug.
And interestingly, the Providence and Portland, Maine Phoenix papers will continue publishing. So the advertising scenario, the situation is different there?
It's different. You know, this is when people hear about Warren Buffett investing in smaller quality community newspapers but staying away from the big cities, we're a textbook example of that. Our papers in Portland, Maine, and Providence, Rhode Island, look, they face challenges like every newspaper does in this economy. But they're small, and they're on solid ground, and they're a vital part of the community. Boston, we're a vital part of the community, but we don't have enough money to remain being vital, if that makes sense.
Peter, in terms of what the Phoenix going away means, you know, as you know, I mean, this is a paper that among alt-weeklies has been a real legend. It sent many luminary writers out into the world.
47 years old.
Exactly. So tell us, I'm interested in your sense of what it means, not just for alternative media, but also for the media world in general, to lose the Phoenix.
Well, you know, it is a loss. I mean, any time a publication goes. But what the Phoenix does is it provides a wide range of voices with a way to make themselves heard in a way that isn't possible somewhere else. Now, look, today with blogs everywhere in the online world, it's still possible to make yourself heard, but it's increasingly difficult for people to make a living doing that. Listen, the Phoenix has cut back. We've, you know, asked people to take pay cuts. We've made, you know, modest reductions in our freelance budget. But we didn't think we could ask our writers and editors and photographers to make any more sacrifices. So instead, we're, you know, going out of business.
And, you know, I mean, certainly this is not the same paper it was 20 years ago when I think you had published four thick sections weekly. I still remember those.
Yep.
I mean, it's a different paper. So it seems that this in some ways has been a gradual process, but I think still a surprising one for many people.
No, I think people will be surprised. I mean, when Stephen Mindich, our publisher, you know, made the announcement today, a lot of the staff looked shell-shocked. But I have to say, you know, Stephen has done something I haven't seen any other publisher do. I mean, we've lost a considerable amount of money every single year, and Stephen has foot the bill. I mean, if there's a hero in all this, you know, it's today everyone slams the businessman. Well, I would say the hero in our story is publisher Stephen Mindich, who's kept us alive for the last several years.
That's Peter Kadzis. He's the editor of the Boston Phoenix, which announced today that it is shutting down. Peter, the final issue is coming out tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yep. It's on the newsstands today. However, there will be an online edition next Thursday at thephoenix.com. So there's one more to come, and we have some good stuff.
That's Phoenix editor Peter Katzis. Peter, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Stay with us. Coming up, gender bias in the Boston medical world. We'll explore the challenges female doctors face in male-dominated medical fields like surgery. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.